This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
It's a good day program. Time now for you to know what's going on in the world. Time for you to understand what the truth is. Trying to get the facts. Yep. And then you want clarification? We got it right here on Good Day. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old. Five-year-old girl. Her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program, and I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She just happened to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to buy some lottery tickets. Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
Sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep bringing it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the 48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah. At 18. Just now. Wow.
Good for her. Should be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates, probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self? Or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's, you know, it's a way of, it's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and I, it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations, so normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt. But I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it. But I think about newspapers what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local, and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this, and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
That sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, The American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whomever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much close enough.
Well, one of them
enough.
Weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close, 32 weeks, not too far off. So third
I'm
trimester.
Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love it. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
well, I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect. In fact,
this report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Half the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. We take some of the things that are titularly employed by the Good Day program to engage people in what's going on. In this segment, for example, of the Good Day program every day, we do social media things at this point in each hour. And so when I look back at this week and what's going on, there are two things that strike me, ladies. One of them is the information coming from Instagram that has started to blur nudity in messages that are being sent.
We want to see it all.
Well, this is more for teenagers, if I'm understanding this correctly, the sexual extortion stuff that's going on all across social media. If you're looking at a X-rated site, do they blur the nudes, or is this just what's going on with the things that are posted by people who are underage.
This is happening in the direct messages to make sure that they're not being sent lewd content, that they're not sending any content out. A lot of times, well children, no matter what circumstance, they're always considered a victim. They are a victim. But sometimes there are situations of a not quite yet 18-year-old talking to somebody over the age of 18, posing like they are the same age. And so they're just, you know, any kind of nudity or content like that that is happening in direct messages will be blurred out.
So is this, are we still having kids send pictures of their junk to each other? Is that still going on, that kind of stuff?
And adults.
And adults. Well, but you know what the newest thing is? In California, we've had a couple of high schools where this has made news over the last several weeks, and that is either AI-created nudes that are used to reflect a student in the school, which is a very embarrassing thing, and those get passed around, or we've had people who've snuck into like locker rooms and showers and take pictures of young girls in their situation, and then almost like kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Blackmail them.
Sextortion, it's called.
Yeah, sextortion, exactly. And so this has happened. The headlines now in Los Angeles, particularly over the last few weeks, have had different high schools that are involved with this, and they've even called the FBI in. And they use Snapchat and Instagram to facilitate this, so it's probably pretty smart.
Bunch of sickos. Oh, you man. All right, I saw something on a post that I wanted to repeat, because I thought that it was pretty much on, it was so right on The whole business of, this I think pertained to the six-year-old who shot the principal or whoever it was that he shot. Was it school? Was
shot
it?
The teacher in the hand.
Teacher, yeah. Right, yeah. So the thread that I'm watching started by a lady named Dee Hankins, I think, a listener, talking about parents' involvement in the education of their children and parents involved in the character building of their children. So here's how this reads. This is somebody commenting on what Ms. Hankins had to say. This is Melissa, who says, exactly, about time it was said aloud, when parents are held accountable again, behavior in school will improve. Your child's poor behavior is your problem as a parent, not the school's problem, not society's problem. Society needs to stop making schools responsible for all things that happen to the children. And stop feeding, the food stuff. She goes on to talk about emotional well-being, dental care, clothing, school supplies, social skills, all the things that are happening in my high school here in Framingham. They've become a social, there's no school. I mean, gunfights, knife fights. They're providing food three times a day for some of these kids. I suppose you could say, well, where else do they go? I think it goes a lot deeper than that, frankly. And the problems are caused here by this open immigration policy that has, we've got three hotels filled with Haitians that the city is paying for. And then these kids go to school and they don't know what to do, so there's always a problem. Yay, yay, yay. All right, so that was my social commentary, 28 past the hour.
What we used to call a television becomes the intelligent hub for your home, connecting with appliances, security cameras, and thermal imaging for telehealth. It's an e-commerce platform like your smartphone, interactive like betting on live games, and immersive experiences Netflix is rolling out. Inclusivity is big business at CES, and we're seeing hearable glasses for people who are vision and hearing impaired, including some chic designs. And lots of technology here helps us as we age, with women's health a $1.2 trillion market. Mattress sensors can trigger cooling during menopause, and artificial intelligence will bring drug discovery breakthroughs. At CES 2024 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Civil War is taking the top spot at the box office this weekend, although its take is small compared to earlier blockbusters this year. The dystopian thriller earned over $10 million from opening day and preview screenings. After topping domestic charts for 2 weeks, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire will come in second after making $3.9 million on Friday. Where should you retire if you want to live in America's best suburb? USA's John Schaefer has the answer.
According to a recent survey, Brentwood, Tennessee is the top suburb for Americans to enjoy their retirement years. Old House Reviews has ranked the top 10 suburbs nationwide for retirees. Following Brentwood, Winchester, Nevada secures the second spot.
Those who have yet to file their 2023 federal income tax return have until 11:59 p.m. Monday, April 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
To check, right? Or not to check? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. You know, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little the way they were Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the encyclopedia? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, James, you know what the encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's try this, James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to. I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are? Period.
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica. It's like one of the brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Do you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up in a... She sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place.
Doesn't
the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds
here. It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft, who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Or lost in translation. It ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to... what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in The Wall of the Kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman, this woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City. And she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interested. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1979. I'm sorry, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
Doesn't it make you want to do that, like, yourself? We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have
I'll
a new build, put
miles.
Something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it, but it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were. But you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's he loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if whatever that term means, Jay. Just think about leadership and what it's all about. You know, remember that song? That's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
The Hokey Pokey, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the I'm involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making
a good one.
Others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes
making it
along
last.
With the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of them, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotoned focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here or Jennifer, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true? The answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPB LLC.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of the moments in this program that I look forward to each week, the time we spend together, Tom Kreitler, not that we have a bromance going, but we've had a good time over the years, and we've had
mutual
some,
respect and admiration.
Okay, this is the Mutual Admiration Society. That's good. All right, Tommy the K is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is heard on a lot of these same stations over the weekend. We have him here on Fridays on the Good Day Program because we want you to adjust your tinfoil so that you're focused on all of the things that you can be doing, especially as we go into springtime with ideas that come from the radio program, come from the their podcasts, and come from the newsletter. And then there are listeners to this program like Gary Petty, who lives in Havana, Illinois. He's working on painting his windows, and he says, I have one window that seems to be cloudy. Is there a way to fix that, or do I have to buy a new window?
So I would presume, Gary, that what you have is a thermal pane window or a double pane window, insulated glass, because insulated glass, inside the two panes of glass, there is a gas, usually argon, that provides insulation, and there's a seal on the inside of those two panes, which we call swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, moisture gets into that space and condenses. So the fogging is just moisture that broke through your thermal pane seal and condensed on the inside of the glass. Now, can you fix it? No. Once it's broken, it's broken. Can you replace it? Sure, but it's expensive. So I would suggest, though, unless this is a window that's really bugging you, it's super obvious and making the house look bad, I would live with it because it doesn't terribly impact, Doug, the amount of insulation ability of that window. I mean, sure, it's less insulative with the failed seal, but it's not like it's going to be leaking a lot of extra air or anything like that. So it's mostly an annoyance with a minimal impact on energy efficiency. So I would say, unless it really bugs you, it's really impactful to the appearance of the house, like it's your bay window or something, and you see it when you pull up, you know, I would leave it alone.
All right. Speaking of impact, you were in New Jersey, your home state, during that earthquake.
Yeah, it was.
That It was 4.8. I see that everybody's talking about it hit the whole Northeast. I didn't feel anything up here in Massachusetts, but you were sort of at the epicenter. Not that it was a big one, but it surprises people because nobody thinks of earthquakes happening in New Jersey, right?
Well, there's a reason for that. It's been 250 years.
There you go. Bingo. That's it.
No, I was sitting in my dining room, and I was on a conference call with somebody from New York and somebody from Michigan, and I just got distracted because there was a truck that I thought had gone by. We live on a road that can be busy sometimes. And usually if a big truck goes by, you know, I can actually feel the vibration, like in the walls, you know, momentarily.
Really?
Yeah. But it kept going. So it's like, that's a really big truck. What is it, the convoy trucks? And then my wife comes down. She's like, what's going on? I said, I think we're having an earthquake, but it can't be. And then the guy in New York goes, yeah, it's shaking here, too. I'm like, holy cow, we're having an earthquake.
Yeah.
No damage for us. I mean, my brother-in-law was much closer to the epicenter than I was, and he had a couple of things fall off a shelf. But, you know, it was just so shocking that we had this happen in a state that hasn't seen one in such a long time.
No, but does that change the building codes no matter where you are? I'm building this development here, and we're dealing with changing building rules, things that, you know, but not the superstructure. But do we have protection everywhere, do you think, from this?
I don't know that. The building codes are going to change in our part of the country, but certainly if you live in an area that is more prominent for earthquake faults, like California, they have different building codes out there, and they have different types of bracing and reinforcing that's done for homes that have that are in an earthquake zone. There's retrofits that can be done. I mean, when you have an earthquake, you think about this, the buildings jump, right? So think about a building that could jump up off its foundation. Mm-hmm. So there are different types of tie downs that are used to secure the framing to the foundation, to secure the roof to the frame, and so on, to prevent it from that vertical movement.
Do you wonder if there was ever an earthquake in Florida, all those buildings that are built on sand, even though they put pylons down to the coral reef and stuff, you know, you just have to wonder.
Their issues are far, it's just as serious, certainly, with the hurricane risk that's down there.
That's true.
The insurance companies down there are ridiculous. They don't want to insure anything now. It's so hard to get insurance down there.
Well, down in the same is true in California.
Yeah.
I know both of my children they live in different parts of town, but they both have had, the insurance company said they had the same insurance company, and they just, State Farm says, we're not writing anymore. We're done. End of the year, forget it. Go find somebody else.
Yeah. Why should we give people insurance in a place that they actually need it, you know?
Right. No, you don't want to do that. Well, we can't make any money. We have to pay out claims. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Hello. Good question. Check out the Money Pit, moneypit.com/ a newsletter and a podcast. Great info. Tom, thanks.
Let's see.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.